VA documents reveal hundreds of veterans experiencing serious reactions to vaccines. By Hannah Blow on July 15, 2021. Hundreds of veterans have experienced serious adverse reactions to the Chinese coronavirus vaccines, including cardiac arrest, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms, as revealed by documents obtained by Judicial Watch via an April 14, 2021, Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request. The government watchdog requested the information on April 14. The documents include a section on adverse event reporting, which reports 24,585 cases as non-serious and 895 cases as serious. Serious events include 20 instances of cardiac arrest, all of which occurred in individuals who received one of the two mRNA shots, as well as 36 cases of cerebrovascular accidents, strokes, 15 cases of deep vein thrombosis, 10 cases of heart attacks, and 19 cases of pulmonary embolisms. Judicial Watch provided a breakdown on reported side effects per vaccine. Johnson & Johnson vaccine adverse event reports include 5 cerebrovascular accidents, 4 cases of deep vein thrombosis and 3 pulmonary embolisms for veteran patients. Dylan vaccine adverse event reports include 15 cardiac arrests, 16 cerebrovascular accidents, 5 cases of deep vein thrombosis, 5 myocardial infarctions and 7 pulmonary embolisms for veteran patients. Employees who took the vaccine reportedly suffered 5 cerebrovascular accidents, 4 cases of deep vein thrombosis, 2 myocardial infarctions and 2 pulmonary embolisms. Pfizer vaccine adverse event reports include 5 cardiac arrests, 10 cerebrovascular accidents, 1 case of deep vein thrombosis, 3 myocardial infarctions and 7 pulmonary embolisms for veteran patients. There was 1 case of deep vein thrombosis in an employee. The VA told Judicial Watch in a letter that the adverse side effects are reported to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the Center for Disease Control, CDC. Notably, the FDA has yet to fully approve any of the vaccines outside of emergency use, something Dr. Anthony Fauci has dismissed as a mere technicality. The CDC has identified a link between heart inflammation conditions and the mRNA vaccine, identifying roughly 1,200 cases of myocarditis or pericarditis developing primarily in younger men after receiving either the Pfizer or Dylan vaccine. The Federal Health Agency is currently investigating the death of a 13-year-old Michigan teen who died in his sleep 2 days after receiving his second Pfizer shot. Clinic's family said the young teen had no underlying medical conditions. But according to the Detroit Free Press, the family was told that preliminary autopsy findings suggest Jacob's heart was enlarged when he died and there was fluid around his heart. Despite that, the CDC has determined the benefits of getting the vaccine outweigh the risks. This week, the FDA added a warning label to the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine over links to a rare neurological condition, Guillain-Barré syndrome. According to the CDC's July 14 data, over 160 million people in the U.S. are considered fully vaccinated, representing 48.2% of the country's population. Nearly half of those who are unvaccinated attribute it to the lack of trust in coronavirus vaccine development and concern over safety and side effects, a Morning Consult survey released this month revealed.